God, who welcomes us here, says to each and all of us together, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's take a few moments to stand and to welcome one another.
My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength, let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you. My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength, let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar. Sing for joy at the work of your your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you.
In these next couple of songs, we're professing God's faithfulness. It says in Lamentations 3, I will remember my affliction. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin and the peace that endureth. Thy own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. To the Lord, our God and King. His love endures forever. For he is good, he is above all things. His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise.
Sing praise.
With up my hand and an outstretched arm. His love endures forever. That's been reborn. His love endures forever. Sing praise.
We usually have a confession and assurance time in our worship on Sunday mornings. Today we're going to change that just a little bit to a confession of faith, although there's certainly some crossover here. And for some of you, the words of the Heidelberg Catechism's opening question and answers are familiar. I'd just like to note that among confessions, and there are many, many confessions the Church has written over the years, the Catechism is full of warmth and comfort and a personal tone that you just don't find anywhere else. And this first question and answer then have become beloved to many, many of God's people. So I invite you to join me in the parts that are listed for you. What is your only comfort in life and in death? That I am not my own, but belong body and soul in life and in death to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. He has fully paid for all my sins with his precious blood and has set me free from the tyranny of the devil. He also watches over me in such a way that not a hair can fall from my head without the will of my Father in heaven. In fact, all things must work together for my salvation. Because I belong to him, Christ, by his Holy Spirit, assures me of eternal life and makes me wholeheartedly willing and ready from now on to live for him. What must you know to live in the die and die in the joy of this comfort? Three things. First, how great my sin and misery are. Second, how I am set free from my sin and misery. Third, how I am to thank God for such deliverance. And at this point, then we'll let the children go for children's worship. Love the sound of those little feet. The The song that we ended with, Forever, has that echoing line in there, His love endures forever. And you're going to find that in our scripture reading this morning too, from Psalm 136. And we're going to read this psalm responsively, probably the way it was read years ago in ancient Israel, and ask that you share in that repeating line. Now, the trick is, it's the same line over and over, but the trick is not to let it get monotonous as we go through this psalm. So you make that effort, and let's read it together. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To Him who alone does great wonders, His love endures forever. Who by His understanding made the heavens, His love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, His love endures forever. Who made the great lights, His love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, His love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, His love endures forever. To Him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt, His love endures forever. And brought Israel out from among them, His love endures forever. With a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, His love endures forever. To Him who divided the Red Sea asunder, His love endures forever. And brought Israel through the midst of it, His love endures forever. But swept Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea, His love endures forever. To Him who led His people through the wilderness, His love endures forever. To Him who struck down great kings, His love endures forever. And killed mighty kings, His love endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, His love endures forever. And Og, king of Bashan, His love endures forever. And gave their land as an inheritance, His love endures forever. An inheritance to His servant Israel, His love endures forever. He remembered us in our low estate, His love endures forever, and freed us from our enemies, His love endures forever. He gives food to every creature, His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of heaven, His love endures forever. Heidi Pierce, little girl who was adopted, finally when she was 7 years old. You know, she was not one of those tender, easy-to-love children. She created many hard times for her parents and her older sister. But she belonged in the Pierce family, and her parents loved her through thick and thin. She had lived with her birth mother for a while, but that didn't work. Then she lived with her grandparents for a while, but her grandfather was an alcoholic, and the grandparents tried to sneak Heidi back into the mother's home. From there, she went to foster care, but that didn't work either because that foster father was an alcoholic. Finally, when she was 5, she became part of the Pierce family, and 2 years later, she was adopted. And Heidi, later on describing that, wrote, "It was very nice to belong somewhere." You see, we all need to belong. We belong in our family. We belong in a circle of friends. And when we feel valued by the people we work with, we feel we belong. But most of all, we belong to God. That's the comfort that the Heidelberg Catechism describes for us. Does it in a warm and a memorable way. And this question and answer has sunk its roots deep into the hearts of many believers over the years. And today I'm hoping that we can all learn to feel some of the rhythm of that comfort sinking deeper into our own hearts, and to live with that assurance of God's enduring love that the psalm speaks of. That gives us confidence for living, that we're living a life of meaning and purpose. Psalm 136 pounds out its rhythm of God's enduring love. His love endures forever. You can't miss it, can you? Every verse, it's repeated. And by the time we got partway through the psalm, you didn't even have to look at the screen anymore. Very likely, in the days of ancient Israel, this psalm was read just like we did it today. A leader would read the first part of the verse, reciting the power and the mighty acts of God, and the people would respond, "His love endures forever." Now, that's more than just a clever liturgy. This is a confession of faith. The opening words of the psalm say, "Give thanks." And it's more than just a call to feel thankful. This psalm is pounding its rhythm into our hearts. This God is good. This God is great. This God is full of wonderful power. And don't you forget it. We need to take a minute with that word love, when in that line, his love endures forever. The Hebrew word there points us back to God's what we would call covenant love. Because bound up in this word is the history and rhythm of God's dealings with his people ever since the days of Abraham and on through. God has shown love and mercy toward his people. A mercy that would not let them go. A love that would persist even when his people were disobedient and sinful. This kind of love is more than just a warm, fuzzy feeling. God is more than just a warm buddy who's there for us. You see, God has committed himself to his people. He has chosen to love them through thick and thin. Because God's love is rooted in his covenant promises. In fact, that's what covenant is all about. Being sure that God will come through on his promises. See, the problem is not that God is unreliable. His word is as good as gold. The problem is that we have trouble feeling sure of God. You know, when we write up contracts for buying and, say, selling a house, we write that contract up, both parties sign it. And this signed contract is the assurance that both parties are going to follow through. God's word never needs to be backed up by a contract. His word is sure and dependable. But it's us. We have the problem. We need some sign, some assurance from God, because otherwise our hearts are forever worrying, wondering, doubting. There's a warm little story from the Winnie the Pooh series that always comes to mind when I think about this. Pooh and Piglet are walking through the forest together. It's rather dark on the forest floor, and the wind is moaning in the trees, and Piglet slips his hand up into Pooh's hand and grabs hold. And Pooh asks, "What is it, Piglet?" "Oh, nothing," Piglet says. "I just wanted to be sure of you." So God makes a covenant, a formal agreement, so that we can feel more sure of him. And now this psalm comes to us, pounding it into our hearts that God really is faithful. We truly can count on him. And if nothing else from the psalm sticks in your mind when you're finished reading it, you know that God's love endures forever. We can be sure that we belong to our faithful Savior in life and even in death. We belong to the only one who can make us secure. listen to that beat of God's covenant love in this psalm. The psalm opens with the solid character of God. He is good, absolutely good. He's the God of gods, because despite all the claims to the contrary in those pagan nations surrounding Israel, he is Lord of all lords, which echoes then later in Revelation's proclamation that Jesus Christ is King of kings and Lord of lords. So get this squared away in your hearts right at the start. God is awesome. And the next few verses draw us into that confession that this God is the creator. And that means our world really does belong to God. Don't worry that there might be something that's too much for God to handle. Our Savior watches over us in such a way that not a hair can fall from our heads without the will of our Father in heaven. In fact, all things must work together for my salvation. This God is also our Redeemer. And for the people of Israel, that goes back to the Exodus, and the psalm rehearses some of those events of God's redeeming love for his people. The truth is, God delivers us. He has fully paid for all our sins and delivered us from the tyranny of the devil. And then the psalm turns to the comfort of God's care for us. He provides for us in the face of all the challenges that come our way. Christ assures us of our salvation by his Spirit, says the Catechism. We can be sure of him. His Spirit creates in us a will and a devotion to live for him with undivided hearts. So give thanks to the God of heaven. Indeed, his love does endure forever. And Jesus then comes and fulfills this rhythm of God. And here we have the makings of another psalm. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And let's say it together again. His love endures forever. Christ is conceived by the Holy Spirit in the Virgin's womb. His love endures forever. He heals, restores, forgives, teaches. His love endures forever. He walks the road to Calvary where he is crucified for our sakes. His love endures forever. He rises in joy on Easter morning. His love endures forever. He ascends to sit at God's right hand. His love endures forever. He intercedes for us so that nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. His love endures forever. And he will come again to judge the earth and restore the new creation. His love endures forever. You see, that rhythm of God sounds its beat in his ongoing work of redemption. And if the ancient people could see it in their history, we can see it even more clearly in Jesus. He presses on. He never quits. He will fully accomplish all that he has promised. We can be sure of him. That's what we must hear when we read that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. The God who is ever faithful to his promises steps forward and beats out an ongoing rhythm for the whole world, not just for Israel, a rhythm for us to live by. His love endures truly forever. That rhythm of God runs through our lives and we learn to live by it. Now, the Catechism uses that word comfort to describe God's covenant love. And comfort is a lot more than just being comfortable or at ease. It's a strong word. Notice it contains that word forked. This comfort of God is strong enough to hold us through every circumstance of life. And remember, there is no question here of whether or not God loves us. God's promises are always a sure thing. The only question is for us, do you believe it? Has this rhythm of God's faithful love settled into your heart? Some of you may remember the Toy Story movies with their animated hero, Buzz Lightyear. Early in the movie, Woody has some bad news for Buzz. Buzz is only a toy. Woody shouts at Buzz somewhere early in the movie, "You're not a space ranger. You're an action figure, a child's plaything." And only after he tries to fly and fails does Buzz realize the truth of what Woody has been telling him. Buzz is grief-stricken. He's disillusioned. And he hangs his head in resignation. And he says, "I'm just a stupid, insignificant toy." But later in the movie, Woody tries to comfort his friend by reminding him of the love of the boy that owns both of them. "You must think clearly," he says. "Look, over in that house, there's a kid who thinks you're the greatest. And it's not because you're a space ranger. It's because you're his." And as Buzz lifts his foot, he looks on there and he sees written in permanent ink the name of the boy to whom he belongs. And seeing the name of his owner, Buzz smiles. He takes on a new look of determination. You see, we are not our own, trying to prove ourselves, make ourselves significant, make ourselves acceptable to God. We are bought with a price, the blood of Christ. And that's what gives us value. We are worth the blood of God's one and only Son. So our value is not determined by our status in life, by our accomplishments, but by the one who has given himself to make us his own. Now, we're going to run up against many comfort robbers in life. Sometimes people will tell us we just aren't good enough. It's the put-downs at school, the digs from a spouse, the criticism at work. It all makes us feel unsure. We stumble into sin and we feel lousy about ourselves. We do poorly on a test at school. We blow our temper at a child again. We play poorly. We let the team down. We mess up at work. We put our foot in our mouth again. And life has a way of beating us down. That's why we need to keep living not according to the world's rhythm, but according to the rhythm of God's story. His love endures forever. I belong to Jesus. And nothing on earth can change that. Sorrow sometimes dulls our hearing. Pain and sickness try to drown out that rhythm of heaven. The competition of media, markets, and money, world events tries to shake that rhythm of God loose. But there is nothing stronger, nothing more sure than the beating rhythm of "I belong to Jesus." So when we set off in the life following Jesus, we need to do that with that rhythm of God ringing in our ears and our hearts. Our culture is going to beat its own rhythms of immorality, selfishness, and ambition. But as we listen in faith, we hear the persistent rhythm of God through it all. When we face temptation, feel that rhythm. "I belong to Jesus." Say it with me. "I belong to Jesus." When we feel the shame of our own sin, we come back to this. "I belong to Jesus." It's easy to fall into the habit, you know, of using crude words, but "I belong to Jesus." Say it with me. "I belong to Jesus." Lust is lurking as close as my computer, but "I belong to Jesus." I feel the weight of peer pressure, but I belong to Jesus. I could return that new TV that I dropped, still in its carton, and say it was defective, but I belong to Jesus. I can feel my temper is ready to blow off at someone, but I belong to Jesus. I could ignore the call to worship and drop that daily quiet time, but I belong to Jesus. I could ignore somebody who's lonely and hurting in my life, but I belong to Jesus. This rhythm of God is more and more shaping our thinking, our feeling, our decisions and goals of life. Our whole way of life is wrapped up and soaked through with this conviction, I belong to Jesus. It is our only, our final comfort. The psalmist heard the rhythm of God pounding its way through Israel's history. God's love endures despite all the threats of life, the sinfulness of his people. And the catechism is simply helping us live into that rhythm that always brings us back to Jesus. We belong. Not by our determination. We belong because Jesus has bought us to be his very own. Feel it in your hearts again as it beats in harmony with the rhythm of God. His love endures forever. Live in the rhythm of God's love that you belong, body and soul, in life and in death, to your faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. As we join in prayer, I just want to note one additional item that Dale Meyer has had some back trouble. He is going in for an MRI this week, and we want to pray for God's grace there. Let's pray. Gracious God, we praise you for your wonderful power, for your faithfulness that has endured. And as we go back and rehearse the history of your people, we see so much evidence that your love endures beyond all our understanding, beyond all powers. And because of that, Lord, we can be more sure of you. We pray, Lord, that you will sink that truth deep into our hearts again today. Yes, it's been there, but we need it probably renewed in a fresh way. Or maybe for some of us, this is something that has never really sunk in before. May it begin to grow there today so that we may be strong in faith, in hope, and in love. Thank you, Lord, for gathering us together as your people this morning. And we remember, Lord, that there are many who have needs in their lives, some we don't even know about, but we lift them up to you, Lord, knowing that you understand each care, each hurt, and you will sustain each of them because your love endures forever. We pray for our search committee, Lord, as they continue their work and they feel the strain of the long process. We pray that you will give them endurance and the assurance that you will lead them through it all. And you will provide us with a new pastor leader. We rejoice, Lord, in the babies born to the Gorders and the Miedemas. We rejoice, Lord, that these children bring new life and joy into these homes and into our congregation. And it is our prayer, Lord, that these little ones, too, may grow into that rhythm of your love and faithfulness, and they will one day stand before your people and make their own confession of faith. We pray again for baby Aaliyah Kuiper, Lord. We pray that you will restore and bring her back to full health and a life that's full of joy and possibilities. We thank you that you brought her through a critical surgery. Surround her and her family with your comfort. Thank you that Drew had a good report, and we pray that fuller healing and therapy may bring him on to the joy of life. We thank you, Lord, for your blessings for Tessa as she is recovering from her surgery. We pray that she may experience full healing and joy and blessings of life again. Be with Nancy Kamenga as she's searching for a job. We pray that you will provide the right place for her and that you will care for her and her family. And Lord, there's so many reports of people with cancer. We pray for Sandy Myers and Bill Renz and Gary Roteman. We pray for Jane Lyons, Father, as she faces that dealing with that tumor and the needs of trying to provide for her family at the same time. May your comfort abide there. We thank you that Diana McFarland is recovering from her lung infection. And we thank you, Lord, for the wonderful stories and miraculous recovery that LaVon Hammonds has enjoyed. We pray for those among us who are homebound, the Ryerkers, the Zambrano family, and Catherine Kalaman. May they experience that daily comfort of your love in their lives. Thank you for our missionaries, Father, those who have stepped out of the comfort zones of life and have gone off to various places, even near but far as well, to proclaim your name and to call people to lives of discipleship in Jesus. Enrich them with your Spirit day by day, we pray. Thank you, Lord, for the fellowship and Bible study activities of this church. We pray that we may be faithful, Lord, in upholding each other and walking together as we live for you. In our world, Lord, we hear so many stories of terrible things going on. In the midst of that, reassure us that your love does endure forever, that you are Lord of lords and King of kings. We pray for your church, your people who are persecuted in various parts of the world. May they stand firm in the faith. And in the midst of this political scene, give us wisdom and discernment, Lord, that we may think and choose as Christians should. In every way that we walk, in everything, every turn of the way that meets us the week, Father, may we go with that assurance that we belong to you. In Jesus we pray, amen. And there's time for some announcements. I'll start with a quick one of my own and just like to thank those of you who have been perceptive enough to come up to me and say, "Hi, Tom, it's give your name," because obviously I don't see. I don't recognize very many voices yet. So if you would do that, you know, you come up to me and say, "Hi, it's Zacchaeus," or "Good morning, it's Bathsheba." It's just helpful for me, and I appreciate that. Any other announcements?
I have one. Hi, Tom. I'm Steve.
Yeah, hi, Steve.
I have my hand out right in front of me.
All right. I need that, too. Good. Thank you.
So a couple of announcements. First, thank you so much, congregation, for your generous contribution to the CMA rally. It went really, really well. We had plenty of help. Sign-up sheet for some contributions, and these are just food contributions, and we're going to have the shelter dinner on Friday the 22nd of April, and you'll see the list of the foods we need. It's the same things that we generally always ask for, so if you're moved and you're called to do this, and if you can bless us with some food contributions here in the next few weeks, that would be wonderful. So thank you very much.
That's it. Okay, then we're going to take up our offering, and we're supporting the Bible League's international work of proclaiming God's Word by distributing Bibles, and the Bible League also partners with others in helping people establish churches in various parts of the world. And as we take that offering, we're going to sing the song, In Christ Alone. It's a new song, but to me, it ties in so closely with the words of the Catechism and its message.
In Christ alone, is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease. My comforter, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless faith. This gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Still on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I live. Ground his body lay, light of the world by darkness slain, then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again, and as he stands in victory, since curse has lost its grip on me, for I am bought with the precious blood of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death, this is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man, can ever pluck me from his hand. Till he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I'll stand.
Receive God's blessing. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
My friends, may you grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior. My friends, may you grow in grace and in the knowledge image of Jesus Christ. To God be the glory, now and forever. God be the glory, now and forever. Amen. To God be the glory.